You must say, it sure is warm Christmas Day. I heard my daddy say one time, this ain't not the first time this happened. He said he remembered them going to church on a mule and wagon in short sleeves on Christmas Day. So you could do that hour if we had some mule wagons, we could do that, couldn't we? Got your Bibles? Turn with me to Isaiah chapter number 9. Kicked it on there. Sitting right there fixing to kick on probably. Got your Bibles turned to Isaiah chapter number 9. Isaiah chapter number 9. Verse been on my mind for weeks. On my heart. I'd like to read verse number 6. Book of Isaiah chapter number 9. And verse number 6. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. The government shall be upon his shoulder. His name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. What a name shall be called that. I like what he says, for unto us a child born, and us a son is given. Pretty good question, it. Has he been born to you? Has he been given to you? In case I forget something I want to say right now, if he's been born unto you, hey, you've been born again. Have he been given to you? You give unto him. What a wonderful Savior we have. Either you've been born again, need to let this soak in. If you hadn't been born again, you're lost. Not just for this life, but for eternity. It's a serious question. Sobering question. But we've got somebody was born unto us. And somebody gave to us. Well, I heard a preacher preach a long time ago. Or didn't he really hear it? I read it. You know what he preached on? Have you lost your wonder? I said, Lord, don't ever let me lose it. Because we got a wonderful Savior. And his name is Wonderful. I got to looking. There ain't no way. I'm just going to hit the highlights. I'd love to hear Brother Don preach on this passage of Scripture. Or Brother Donnie or someone. Brother Billy. Brother Gary. Some of you other preachers. Some people can take some and preach on every one of these names here. But we won't. We'll briefly just let them speak for themselves. But if you lost your wonder. Well, you say, what are you talking about, preacher? Is he excited you like he used to? You know what happens to a lot of marriages? All excited and get married and reckless, they lose. But you know what? We should never leave our first love, even to our spouses. And we should never leave our first love unto the Lord. That's what he wrote to some of the churches in the book of Revelation. They left the first love. They got cold. Indifferent. in a world like we're living in, it's very easy to do. But thank God we don't have to. Let us pray. Father, we're grateful for another opportunity you've given us just to gather together here in your name this morning. Bless this scripture to our hearts. Open it up unto us. Other ones, our Father, that you may have us to share. I just pray now that your word would go forth and accomplish this morning. That this pleased unto thee. You said it would, and you said it wouldn't return forward. And we believe that, and we expect in that. In hearts and lives this morning. There's one here that don't realize that the Lord's been given to them. May it be a reality this morning. And may our hearts and lives be given back to thee. Knowing that you're born in this world, we could be born again. We ask these blessings in Jesus' name and for his glory. Amen and amen. But a child is born. He was laid in the manger. You know, you ever really just stopped and thought about the God of this universe becoming flesh, coming and dwelling, listen, born. Where he was born, and they laid him in a cow trough, if you want to say it, a manger, like where cows eaten. Laid him there. Can you imagine him coming down from the splendors of glory in heaven? Come to this old world. Listen, he wasn't born in the palace. He wasn't born, listen, in some rich person's house, but he was born in a manger because they had nowhere, listen, to lay their head. He was born in a stable where even animals are kept. But you know what? He came down here on purpose, left the splendors of glory, the splendors of heaven. And when I think about where he was, even where he was born, where he was laid, and the circumstances that he all went through, all the things that he went through in this life, he did it all for you and he did it all for me. And there's nothing that you and I will ever face. There's nothing that you'll ever go through with that's compared, not one thing, to what our Lord went through with as he walked upon the face of this earth. The Bible said he was tested in all points like we are, tempted and tried, yet without sin. Listen, the first Adam sinned, and listen, soul is down the drain. And the last Adam, the Lord Jesus Christ, came in this world and born, child was born. That is his humanity. That's the humanity of Christ. Listen, this blows your mind, some people, but I just believe it. I can't explain it. Jesus Christ is 100% man, and he's 100% God. Amen. You said, explain that. I can't explain it. I just believe it. It's so. It's real. And listen, thank God. He was born. A child was born. His humanity was born in this world. He became a man. Listen, he went through all the stages of life as a babe everywhere else. Listen, Herod tried to kill him, but he couldn't. Glory to God. No, sir. He wasn't going nowhere. He was headed to a cross. Thank God. He went there for you. But he was born a child. His humanity, what else did it say? It said a son was given. Thank God. That's the divine. That's the God himself. He said his son was given. He wasn't born. He was begotten of the Father for the world's ever was. He'd always been the only begotten Son of God. But God gave him. That child was born, but a son was given. Who did he give him for? An old wretched sinner like me. What a sin. That's for Jesus. He gave him for me. And you know what? When I met him, I had to give myself back to him. May I say, you can't get acquainted with him through reasonings. You can't get acquainted with him through religion. The only way you get acquainted with him is what Jesus told old Peter that day. He said, some say I'm this and that. Peter, who y'all say I am? You know what Peter said? He said, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God." And guess what? Jesus told him, "Flesh and blood have not revealed the Son of you, but my Father, which is in heaven." He didn't reveal it. That's the only way you'll ever see him. That's the only way you'll ever listen, understand him. That's the only way that you'll ever know him as your personal Lord and Savior. Yes, it is. The Bible said he came to his own received him not, but as many as received him, John 1:12, as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God. You never become a son of God without the power of God, without the conviction power of God, and the drawing power of God, and the converting power, and God revealing himself to you. That's how you see him. That's how you receive him. That's how he's revealed. Thank God. What is that? A lot of times we'll say, "Why in the world can't people see? Blind." That's all you can say. Same place I was. Blind. We had an old saying, "Blind is a bed." That's exactly where I was, sitting in darkness. You can read those verses in the book of Luke, I think it is. He says, "Sitting in darkness with the light in." Glory to God. How wonderful is it? Are you still roaming around in darkness, walking in darkness, sitting in darkness? And listen, and you haven't seen the good light and the great light and the Lamb of God. But I'm telling you, I'm telling you about one this morning. It's marvelous. He's wonderful. Hallelujah. He's glorious. And he can be revealed to you if you yield yourself to him. God will reveal himself to you. And so we've got a child born and a son given. He gave his son not only to be born in the manger, but he gave him to go to a cruel cross and bear your sins and bury mine. And he gave up the ghost and died on. Someone said they killed him. Was it the sword in his side, leaving the box in his hand? He gave it. "Father, into thy hands of the men, Spirit." He willingly gave himself for you and for me. What a Savior. Son given. Not only was he given in birth, but he was given in death. But thank God, he didn't stay there. Can I tell you something? He's alive. He is alive. He is. He's been given to us. And the government's going to be on the shoulder. That's coming. You say we sure have need something done to the government. It's going to happen one day. Thank God it is. Won't be no politician pulling this and pulling that. No, sir. Huh? He's going to be ruling. He's going to be reigning. And guess what? We're going to get to be in that week. You can't never tell. Some of us might be right around close by. He said, "Oh, preacher, you're talking crazy." No, I'm not. He said some can rule over 50 cities, some over 10, some over 5. And hey, God's going to have his rule, his reign. And his government's going to be on the ship. You're talking about a worldwide government. It's coming. We may have to go through a bunch of other stuff before it gets him. But it's coming, Brother Raymond, that worldwide. He's going to rule and reign. It's going to be on his shoulder. Well, I'm going to go on here. He said his name shall be called. Thank God for his name. I like that first one. It says wonderful. Some places it's translated marvelous. I wonder one time God gave me a message. I can't even tell you. It's in the book of Judges, I think. I can't even remember Zach and them. Donnie, he said, "And the angels of the Lord did wondrously." Well, lot of times the Lord appeared in the Old Testament time. Who do you think was walking around the fire? Well, that's Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. But the angel of the Lord did wondrously. But his name shall be called Wonderful. Hallelujah. Let me ask you a question. Is he wonderful to you? Can you just say, Lord, how wonderful you are? And thank God for your mercy. Thank God for your goodness. Thank God for being so good to us. He's wonderful. And you can get excited about it because he is, every bit of it. Our Lord is. He's wonderful. His name shall be called Wonderful. Well, we could go on that, but his name shall also be called Counselor. I don't know anybody else better to counsel with. Hey, some of the kings that had some counselors didn't give them too good a counselor sometimes. And you know, even presidents and leaders have counselors. They have, you know, but I want to thank God we got the counselor of all counselors. He can give you better advice than anybody. You ever had people come out and tell you, God told me to tell you something? I said, well, he didn't tell me nothing about it. You gotta watch that. One way he can talk to us. But you know what? He can't give us. We need to be wise with wisdom and the counsel that we give. But at the same time, God is. That's what I tell people a lot of times. Some people say, you're just going to have to go to marriage counsel. I say, well, that's okay. You get sometimes. I said, I don't know better than that. Some boy can't give counsel like God can. And listen, nobody else. He may be major. He may have all kinds of degrees to do counseling. But there's no counsel like the counsel. Don't ever forget that. Don't mean you can't give you advice. But it comes down to the soul one. It's the Lord. So I say to companions, husbands and wives, let the Lord counsel you. Let him be the counselor. You'll be surprised how he can work it out. If you will surrender. He is the great counselor. Praise God. Aren't you glad he is? That helps us. Thank God. His word's full of it. You say, well, he don't never speak to me. How much he stay in that book? I'm not saying if he don't speak to us contrary to his word. Not at all. Then he says he's a mighty God. Now this is his son that was given, he's talking about. And this is the one that's born a child. It says, name's a mighty God. What a Savior. Not just God, but mighty God. Thank God he is. You see, he's not just a prophet. He's a mighty God. He is our God. Then it says, Everlasting Father. He's our Father. And he's our everlasting one. From eternity past, eternity future. He's all of this in the past. He's all of this in the present. And he'll be all in the future. Hallelujah. He always has been. He is now. And he always will be is. He's a great I am. How in the world do you think Abraham rejoiced to see his day? And he said it. And he saw it. The great I am. Who was it in the... It said it out to Moses in the burning bush. I am. I am. He's a great I am. And he is everlasting Father. And he is the Prince of peace. Won't be no peace, real peace. Oh, we can have it in our hearts. But worldwide, the peace won't be if the Prince of Peace comes and sets up his kingdom. Thank God, he is coming, and he is going to set up his kingdom, and he's going to rule. Thank God, he is the Prince of Peace. But he gives us now peace that passeth all understanding. He gives us joy unspeakable and full of glory. We can have that now. And you can have peace in a war-torn world like we're living in. Hallelujah. You know why? Jesus said it, peace I give unto you. I'm leaving it with you and I'm giving it to you. That's what he's saying. Peace. There ain't nothing like it. Nothing like laying down at night and go to sleep. Peace. You know you got peace with God. And some people don't even have peace with themselves. They war with themselves. Lord help them. Then they don't have peace with others. Well, you can't control what everybody else does. Whatever they may have said and done to you, you can still have peace in your heart. Even toward them. You say, let God work. He will. But we can still have peace. You and I don't have to let anyone disturb our peace, including the devil, including the world, including someone maybe, because he is the Prince of Peace. Hallelujah. I believe it's a verse of Scripture, excuse me, in the book of Isaiah, chapter number 26, verse number 3. You know what it says? It's about peace. He said, it keep us in perfect peace, whose mind stayed on thee. You got to stay it on him. I'm glad we said we have the mind of Christ and keep our minds on him. What a Savior. Glory to God. Well, there's some other verses. I don't know. I may read them, may not. I may just share a little bit of them. In the book of Acts, you'll find some verses talking about the name. Did you know one thing that they did not want them disciples going out and preaching? They weren't scared of all them other names. But folks, they were scared of the name of Jesus. Yes. You know what they did? Is it Acts 3, 4, Acts 3, somewhere's in there. There was this crippled man. Crippled man. From his mother's womb. Jesus came by. No, he came by. Peter, John, but he would have. And he had his cup sticked out of him, whatever it was. Guess what Peter and John said to him? Silver and gold have I none. But such as I have, give I. Said in the name of Jesus Christ, rise up in the morning. You know, I've read that again. I've read it a few times this week. You know what I've read? Something said to me. Is God even weaker than this? I'll tell you what the weakness is. It's in us. Our weak faith. And our weak faith in the name of the Lord Jesus. And guess what that proud woman is doing? They beat him. Whooped him. Said, you better not be preaching in that name no more. Guess what old Peter said?
Just tell what we see and tell what we hear.
Preach it! Preach what we've seen. Preach what we hear. They kept preaching in the name of Jesus. Why? They want to stop that name. They said, then they got to looking at him and said, hey, don't look at us. He It says it wasn't us that did it, done it. No, it wasn't them disciples. It was Jesus. They said, don't look on us. Don't even look on us. Our holiness. You can get as holy as you can get. You can get everything you can get. Listen, but it's Jesus got to do the work. And they said, it's in His name. In His name, this man's standing here. Oh, that's why they didn't lie. It was the name of Jesus. What a wonderful name. What a glorious name. What a powerful name. It's in His name. It's not by our own holiness, neither by our own power, but it's by Him. It's Jesus. It's His name. What a glorious, wonderful name is our wonderful Savior. I mean, start believing with me for some miracles. Amen. Now, I know you told Miss Church Age now, I tell you, miracle day is over. Well, I know they look like they are. But ain't God's fault. Not God's fault. He's still got the power. They said it's Jesus. He said it wasn't us. It said it's His name. And he said they said something else. And it's faith. Didn't they say that? In His name. Now I'll tell you something else. He said about obedient things and God. Now I know God don't put a price on people. But guess what they said? These men were ignorant, they were unlearned, they were fishing. But they took knowledge of one thing. They had been rooted in Jesus. But folks, I'm going to tell you something. That's the only thing that gets a job. If we'll get back, we'll be with Jesus. The same one that was born to child, the same one that was given to us, born unto us, given to us, if we get back to Him. Someone said, we just don't hardly see nobody saved. I know we don't. Nothing like it used to be. It takes the same power of God to save somebody. What did they say? One that was healed. What's his easy to say? Is it easier to say, thy sins be forgiven thee, arise up and walk? Being saved, forgive our sins. Listen, just as easy as he can say, rise, get up, and walk. All right, if I see that sin, that's my thing. God help us to believe. Folks, we got a wonderful Lord. He's not the problem. Us as a church is the problem. Oh, my soul. Another year gone. My heart desires that we face this new year. We'll face it, Lord. Give us more of You. And you know what I believe the answer to that is? If we'll just yield more of ourselves to Him. He's got plenty for us. And so he said, rise. Hallelujah. Well, that was the book of Acts. There's a lot more in about the name of Jesus in the book of Acts. But over here in the book of Philippians, I want to read something. I could halfway quote it, but I want to read it. Philippians 2. Turn me to Philippians 2, if you will, and we'll try to close right here. Look at Philippians, book of Philippians, chapter 2, verse number 8. And being found in the fashion as a man, he humbled himself, became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore, God also hath highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name, that the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven, and things in earth, and things under the earth. Every tongue, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. What a Savior. And His name is Jesus. He's got a name above every name. And the same name of Jesus, every knee is going to bow. So anyone now, if you may be here this morning, I hope and pray you're not. No one here that hadn't bowed. I hope you all have. All of us have. But if anyone never bows in this life, just mark us down. They will bow to the name that's above every name. Well, the Holy Ghost just reminded me some more verses. Hold on. I said it's going to be the last one, but I have to wait just a minute. Luke. I think it's Matthew chapter 1. I want you to look at Matthew chapter 1, 21, 23, and 25, or 23, 25, 27. Look at. I'm just going to read those. I'm going to go to the book of Revelation and read one. Matthew 1. It is 21, 23, 25. She brought forth a son. Thou shalt call his name Jesus. For he shall save his people from their sins. Look at verse 25. Behold, a virgin shall be with child and bring forth a son. They shall call his name Emmanuel, which is being interpreted, God with us. Look at verse number 25. And knew her not till she brought forth the firstborn son and called his name Jesus. You see, he born of a virgin. That verse 24 said, Joseph, being raised from his sleep, did as the angel of the Lord bidden him, and took his wife with him. And you know what? And he knew her not till later Jesus was born. Turn with me to the book of Revelation, chapter 19. You're talking about this name. It ain't going away. Wonderful name. Marvelous name. I'm just giving you something to whet your appetite for what I say. Verse number 11 said, I saw heaven open, behold, a white horse. He that sat on him was called Faithful and True. Oh, what names he's got. And in righteousness doth he judge and make war. His eyes were as a flame of fire. On his head were many crowns, and he had a name written that no man knew but he himself. He was clothed with vestige, dipped in blood. And his name, dipped in blood. And his name is called the Word of God. What a name. And armies which were in heaven followed him upon white horses, clothed in white linen. And out of his mouth goeth a sharp sword, and he said, smite the nations, and rule them with a rod of iron. There it is. He treadeth the winepress of the fierceness of the wrath of Almighty God. And he had on his vesture and on his thigh a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Folks, he's exactly that. He's King of Kings and he's Lord of Lords. Have you made him your Lord? There's not a better Lord nowhere. King of Kings and Lord of Lords. His name shall be called Wonderful. Everlasting Father. Mighty God. I tell you, you can find all through this scripture. All we can say, he's wonderful, isn't he? He's marvelous. He's glorious. Is he yours? Is his name written on your heart, your forehead? Is his name everything to you? Is it everything to me? Has he been born unto you? Has he been given to you? Have you been born again? Or have you been given unto him? That's my Jesus. That's my Lord. What a wonderful name. Now I'll ask you a question. I heard that, read where that preacher said. Have you lost your wonder? If you have, you need to get back in his book. Let him show us. Fresh and new.